the Axaballon Empire. The origins of the Axaballon Empire date back a millennium. First described in pictograms carved into the walls of ruins in the jungles of the New World. Some have theorized that a tribe of natives, possibly those living in Azatlan, discovered an underground network of roads and tunnels leading under the oceans into a vast underworld named Mictlan. Artifacts brought back from the underlands have paintings showing the tribe blossoming into a powerful empire, headed by queens who could channel the energy of the gods, as they called it. The tribe apparently did not come by this energy early in their existence, though. Some temple murals indicate that they encountered elder beings within the deepest caverns of the Stygian depths. Serpent-like demons that promised great magical power, but deceived and enslaved the tribe to use as sacrificial chattel for their unholy rituals. The subjugation of the tribe lasted for generations until they were discovered by a mystical race of ancients. Explorers who had once traveled across vast oceans in ages past to colonize the underlands and now explored the mysteries of the endless ethereal void. The ancients communicated in secret with the high priestesses, who were able to resist the power of the serpents, teaching them to channel ethereal magic and fomenting the revolution to drive the scaly devils back into the depths. Almost all of the men of the tribe were lost or could not regain their free will. Those poor souls were forced into breeding duties or magically transformed into a brutal and obedient fighting force. Only a select few male priests remained, revering the ancient people that gave them their freedom and worshipping them as gods. Newer murals tell a story of the exodus of these gods beneath the waves of the Shadow Sea, taking with them many of the most powerful of the Axaballon sorceresses. The remaining sorceresses and priests formed what is now known as the Axaballon Empire, building grand temples and conquering many coastal regions of the Underlands to honor their departed gods, ever waiting for their return. Their magical power seems to have no bounds, with some of the sorceresses able to control fire, air, and water, while others are able to summon dark creatures from the Stygian depths of the world to do their bidding. The few male priests of the Axaballon Empire are involved in blasphemous rites that involve physical transmutation of man and beast. Some may even be able to transform themselves into ghastly beasts and then back again. It is rumored that others are masters of ethereal technology, keepers of ancient mechanical automatons that are used as guardians in times of great need. The frontline soldiers of the Empire are the unholy spawn of these rites. Mixtures of men and various bloodthirsty creatures that have lived ages ago on the surface and are still found lurking in the underlands. While not armed with modern weapons, the raw power of these beast men and their bloodthirsty savagery is enough to shatter most enemies. Leading the ferocious troops are haughty female commanders and guardians of the nobles of the Empire. The Amazonian warriors have been trained since birth to believe in the superiority over all creatures, and especially over all males of their species. The only males worthy of their respect are their mysterious high priests, the sole progenitors of all of the children of the Empire. Through an unholy vitality that belies their connection to the ethereal void. Axaballon forces have recently become more aggressive in their exploration of the ancient ruins of the Underlands. Many warbands have been encountered within the fungal forests and out exploring the deepest caverns, searching for artifacts to prepare for the return of their gods, and meeting any resistance with unrestrained brutality. Now that their gods, the Ancients of Adalon, have finally returned to the depths of the underground sea, the Axabalan Empire will not cease sending the powerful sorceresses, twisted beastmen, and indestructible golden automatons to reclaim their port cities of old and reclaim artifacts that were lost over the passage of time.